Welcome back. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, and we are in the last half hour of the first show. We're kicking it. We're doing great things over here.
Cruising on through. Love it.
Reason on through. We actually just had a caller call in who wanted to know if my dad, Peter Bry, played basketball for the Badgers in the 70s, and yes, he did. So thanks
for
that.
Big fan. He remembered, yeah.
There you go.
He said that he raised a wonderful young woman, too.
All right. Good job, Dad. All right. So before the break, we're kind of doing the rundown on the first show of what will be a regular segment as far as just the campaign report, going through news that's happening in all these campaigns, trying to get you, the listener, as informed on all these different candidates so you can make an informed decision when you vote in the primary in 5 weeks, exactly 5 weeks from today. But maybe you'll vote sooner than that because early voting starts at the end of the month. You might have already gotten your absentee ballot in the mail.
If you don't know, you can also check it out on myvote.wi.gov.
Good plug.
Yeah, really great good resource plug there.
Yes, it is a very good. My first year when I started As Goes Wisconsin, almost everything we made was about voting. And the amount of times I said myvote.wi.gov was
great,
a lot.
Website.
Was a lot. No, they do a really good job. And it's a very
easy
one-stop shop for all things voting because sometimes it can be complicated. But before the break, we kind of ran through who the Senate candidates were, Senate candidates were or are. And there was a story that broke, I guess, over the weekend. And I don't know. I think it might just be a nothing burger, like political football thing that just lets everyone have their talking points. But basically, Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, there was a video of him from over a year ago in some, like it was a group in Portage, and he was talking about the ways that Wisconsin has typically done the right thing. And then he was referencing that, you know, Wisconsin was the first state to declare the Fugitive Slave Act as unconstitutional. And we were the first state to pass the 19th Amendment, giving women the right to vote. So he was talking about that. But then there's this one clip. And again, this is from a year ago. But a conservative talk show radio host, Dan O'Donnell, tweeted out over the weekend, exclusive Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor and Democrat Senate candidate Mandela Barnes, tags Mandela, on America, quote, things were bad. Things were terrible. The founding of this nation, awful. So we pulled the actual clip. And so then he posted the video, and now it has 178 quote tweets and retweets and likes. And I know at least Rebecca Clayfish has responded to this video, et cetera. But let's just play the video because I'd love to hear people from listening right now if this is so terrible, even taken out of context, or if this is just trying to, you know, gain points on people who are probably not going to vote for Mandela anyways.
Imagine being, you know, so ashamed of how we got to this place in America that you outlaw teaching it. You know, and things were bad. Things were terrible. The founding of this nation, awful. You know, but we are here now, and we should commit ourselves to doing everything we can do to repair the harm, because it still exists today. The harm, the damage, whether it was colonization, whether it was slavery, the impacts are felt today. And they're going to continue to be felt unless we address it in a meaningful way.
I maybe call me a crazy radical, but I don't listen to that video and think of it as anything that is exclusive worthy.
I feel like it's pretty accurate, honestly, in my opinion.
And so, you know, Rebecca Clayfish tweeted back, I love America and our founding principles of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Evers needs to call out his lieutenant governor for these awful comments about our great nation, unless, of course, he agrees.
Ooh, now that's the tea.
So I don't know. Now it's a headline in the Journal Sentinel, which is where I even saw. I didn't even see it on Twitter. I saw it on scrolling for news for today. And is this just one of those things that we're not going to be able to get past? That is just such a divide that there are some people who think that calling the the foundation of which our country, in reality, not necessarily like the folklore part of it, but in the reality that everyone who signed the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and our founding fathers, a lot of them owned slaves. Women were property. Mm-hmm. A lot of that stuff had to be like fought for in order to gain who actually had any kind of real freedoms. And so to not have the reality of what that was, like to not want to teach it because it's uncomfortable. It's like, is there just going to be a group of people who hear a video like this and it underscores Mandela Barnes doesn't love America, and that's all they hear? And then there's going to be the group of us who's like, yeah, that's true. This is not a big deal. And I know where I fall. It's probably very obvious where I fall on this, but it's interesting to me that this would be controversial at all, that it is a headline, that it is something that Dan O'Donnell thought could get him clicks. I mean, the video has 86,000 views on Twitter, which is a lot. I wonder how many views do you think we got right now on our Twitter live stream?
No comment.
Probably not 86,000. But I don't know. Like, I think is this just the, if Mandela wins the primary, is this more of just what's to come of just the not so subtle race card that, because as a black man, there is feelings about accountability and reconciliation and, accurate teaching of history that I would imagine Mandela is going to be unapologetic in advocating for, and how much that's going to stoke a certain type of voter who we've already seen in the last year, 2 years, with this entire CRT talking point. Is that what you want to call
it? Is that what it is? I'm not sure anymore.
Yeah, and if that's the angle that they're going to play, because I don't know. I feel like most of us can admit that slavery was bad,
and right, I don't understand
that women were property and couldn't vote was bad, and that you
bad.
Could, you know, like rape your wife, and that was
why
fine.
Is that yeah. hard like to we admit? Can, that's moved, bad. Yeah. Yeah, bad.
And we should teach people that so we don't go
do
back
it again.
To that.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, that is probably just a political football that's being used for talking points and having smart tweets that people can go upvote on. Did you notice now that on Twitter you can upvote, that there's an arrow up and down versus
I feel like
just
that's dangerous.
just the heart
no,
button?
No, I didn't notice that.
Yeah. I don't know.
Update that.
I haven't downvoted anything yet.
Oh, you can downvote.
Yeah, there's an up arrow and a down arrow.
Interesting. I feel like that'll
so
impact
I don't know
the
what
algorithm
happens.
A little. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what happens when you downvote it. If it just is you're saying, I don't like this, or if it's like, I want to see less of this.
Right.
I have to go do some
Which
research
could be
on that.
Very dangerous as well.
But yeah, so if you want to call, we're going to take calls at the bottom of the hour. I would love to hear your thoughts on this Mandela story. If it's something to actually be concerned about, and that he doesn't love America, or that you think that this is just conservative talk radio host trying to find something to bash him on over the weekend. But if you want to give us a call, 844-967-2789. We will take calls in the last segment of the show. But I wanted to take a little time to talk about guns and guns in Wisconsin. If we could play a game, we could either have, I have some trivia questions that either, if we do not get a caller, Sam, you'll have to be my
Oh boy,
my
everyone's
going to
know. I barely passed college.
But if someone wants to answer questions and test their knowledge about gun laws in Wisconsin, please give us a call, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, as another way to type that into your phone. But I thought, I mean, when are guns not relevant? you know, we had, in the first hour, we talked about the Supreme Court ruling that really bolstered the Second Amendment and took away states' ability to limit who can carry a gun, which was basically simultaneously happening with the monumental bipartisan gun legislation that was the first time we've done anything on gun safety laws at the congressional federal level in like 30 years. And then we had four mass shootings yesterday. And so when are guns not topical? And our attempt to do something about them, or whose rights, is your right to have a gun more important than our right to be able to watch a parade where we're celebrating freedom free of getting shot?
I mean, it's already got more rights than my own body anyway. Might as well, right?
Yeah. And yikes. So I don't, you know, and I don't know. I'd have to talk to someone who is more of a legal expert as far as how these, the Supreme Court ruling, how that impacts the legislation that that was just passed. But at least in Wisconsin, trying to understand where do we stand on gun laws. And so I saw I don't know much about guns. Like, I was not raised in a gun household. My mom's dad is a hunter, but my dad is not. And so it's just not, I'm not anti-gun. I'm really not. But it is interesting. The understanding of why anyone would need to carry a gun around, doesn't register for me. But do we have anyone who wanted to play, or should we, I'm going to ask you some trivia.
I'm ready to take it on.
Question number one. Can anyone legally carry a concealed weapon in Wisconsin?
Ooh, anyone? I think you have to be 18, and I think you cannot have a felony. Is that?
Very close. So no. So felons are banned for life. And then there's some people who, if there's like a civil commitment for mental health issues, certain domestic violence offenses, but not all, you can have you get restricted from having a concealed, gun license. And so, but it's not 18, it's 21, and there's some training and you have to pay $40. And so, I think that's just for concealed carry, though, because I know for what I found with this is that what happens when you don't have a concealed carry license is not a felony. It is a misdemeanor.
Oh,
yeah.
So I wouldn't have guessed that.
Yeah. So if you get caught carrying a gun with no permit, it's can be up to 9 months of jail. But this is what I thought was really interesting, is that no matter how many of the same misdemeanor you get, it never becomes a felony.
So you can just stack them up and
so
still be fine.
So you never have your, despite continuing to hide a gun that you don't have a permit for, it never completely takes away your ability to have said gun, which I thought was interesting. So, next question.
I actually have Rick from Milwaukee.
Oh,
here,
Rick
if you
from Milwaukee wants to play?
Yeah.
Great.
You ready to play, Rick?
I'm here, ready to play. Second time caller, long time listener. Great,
all right.
Great show today.
Thanks, Rick. You're our second caller. This is very exciting. All right. So were you listening or were you on the phone with Sam? So I can ask some of the questions that I was, maybe you already said the answer.
I did not hear any answers. You can fire away.
All right, fire away. Okay, so what's the charge if you're caught consuming alcohol while carrying a hidden weapon?
What is it, the charge?
What's the charge?
If you're consuming alcohol and caught carrying a weapon?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I don't know what the charge is. Let's say it's... $500 fine.
Well, it's certainly a misdemeanor. I don't know exactly what the fine is, but it is, you can basically, that's the only limitation of, it's either being in a private business that says, no, you cannot have your gun, or, and if you have your gun on you, you cannot consume alcohol while carrying your weapon.
There's no alcohol whatsoever. There's
no alcohol. So, I mean, I'm sure people do it, but yeah. So, all right. Can minors carry loaded rifles in public?
I believe you have to be 18 in the state of Wisconsin.
No, they actually can. They can carry a loaded rifle in public.